What's going on, guys? Eric Black here, Parker Minor over there. This is Rockcast. Thanks for hanging out again this week. Lots of good stuff. I hope you're having a great week. If not, just, sit back, relax. Actually, you know what? You better go grab a beverage, maybe some snacks, something like that. We've got a whole lot of good stuff we're about to unpack. See, that's the sound that I'm looking for right there, Parker. You got it. That's it right there.
That's right.
This week on the show, as per usual, we have another amazing guest. Now, this what? One, I here's I'm just gonna preface this as I intro. This is gonna be. I was so excited when we were able to do this. David Fischoff is on the show this week, and he's actually one of the founder of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Ooh. Now, I know that a lot of you out there have heard of this. I know that you are following this. This has been around for a minute. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Eric, for having me. We're good. We're just, we're here in Los Angeles. Hopefully, when this airs, we won't be locked down. But
that's right.
We're doing great. Yeah, no, it's been healthy the whole way and having fun. And I think what's been great is that right when COVID started, I was able to turn the business to doing live masterclasses. And it's been really exciting because, normally you guys, you'll get an artist on the air like myself tonight. I'm here to promote my Rock Camp film. And, we're here to promote. Every artist here to promote. And unlike the masterclasses are basically that. It's these artists are sharing their wares and their successes and their passions and, it's just like not selling anything. They're just here to really give information and answer people's questions.
Well, and that's exactly why I wanted to have you on the show is because, we do interview a lot of artists and things like that. Our tagline is conversations with rock stars, but you fall in line. Everything that you're doing with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp falls in line with everything that we are about. Because you give the fans the opportunity to literally hang out and have a conversation with their idols, their rock stars, they're all of these people. And I think, if we can shed a little light on the whole process of that, of even your master classes, but just in general, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, for some of those that may not understand what this really is. And by the way, there are a ton of videos out there. That explain what Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is. And if you've never, ever, for some reason, heard of this, please, right now, as we're speaking, go do it right now because it's something of value. And I'll even do this for you. Rockcamp.com. David, that's the accurate website, right?
Yeah, that's accurate. And what's so interesting is that you're so right. There's so many videos there and there's so much out there. But honestly, no one ever, this film that we're going to talk about tonight is basically, I authorized the film to Jeff Rowe, the producer, and Doug Blush, the director, for one reason, because I get frustrated that I go to the movies and I see a trailer and then I go see the film. I'm disappointed. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with Rock Camp. It's the opposite with Rock Camp. The trailer is not anywhere as good as what the movie is or what Rock Camp is. And I'm so excited because I think once people see the film now, they will really, really understand why this thing has been around for 25 years and the magic of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, why these artists keep coming back, why these people keep coming back. And also the fear factor. And that's really what really prompted me. I cannot tell you how many people have been scared to come. Yeah. And when they see the film, they're going to realize that this is a great opportunity, and it's not for rich people only. Yeah. It's for anybody. Why they be scared? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got invited by a dear friend to go to Michael Jordan Fantasy Camp about 3 years ago. And I said, no way. I'm not going one-on-one with Michael Jordan, or I'm going to be in a trio of guys, I'm going to play and feel like a mess up.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing. People come, you come to Rock Camp, you're putting a band.
Right. David, that's how I feel when I walk into Guitar Center.
What?
That's how I feel when I walk into
Guitar Center. Right, okay. So people are scared. They're going to cut. They're type A people. They are very successful. Or they're musicians. I'm going to be put in a band with a rock star mentor, Rudy Sarzo, Tony Franklin, Teddy DeAngelis. You'll have a great mentor. But I'm going to be in a room with five other people who I never met before. And I dare to suck. I don't want to suck. And I'm afraid I'm going to suck.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. And I got to pay for that. So I understand it. I was scared to go to Michael Jordan camp.
So it's at their expense if they suck.
What?
It's at their expense 100% if they suck.
You know what? That's the great thing about music. These rockers who mentor these bands, you know, you got some who say to me, Alan White of Yes would say, David, I want the best band possible. Because, you know,
absolutely,
hard music. Other guys like Teddy Andriatis, he would say to me, you know, give me all the weak players. I'll turn them into a band. And in the end, when we used to do competition, and now we don't do it anymore, he would win because he's like a football team. Why does Bill Belichick win every year? He wins every year. Brady, yeah. He's going to win without Brady. He'll win with Brady. He's going to win because he can put together a team.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. And it's the same thing with a music producer. If they put together the best musicians, you know, they can make the best records. So that's really what it's about. And so I love the rockers that say to me, David, just give me any band. I'll turn them into the best band ever after 4 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now with this, let me just break this down too. So when people sign up, these are all kinds of people, whether they're a vocalist, a bassist, drums, all that, the entire band, right? These people are the ones that are signing up.
Right. They come, we put together 12 to 14 bands. So you're limited to 14 bass players. Mm. You're limited to 14 drummers. You know, you're limited. So you basically have the first ones who show up, the first ones who sign up, they get in the band. They're placed in a band, but they're given a letter and we tell them what to prepare depending on the artist. So if it's Paul Stanley, they're going to prepare Paul Stanley Kiss songs. They're going to prepare other songs because we play a lot of songs in the jam rooms.
Right.
So they're given songs. So many of them take lessons. They go to the local music store. They take lessons. They hire a guitar teacher. Some don't, you know, and depending on your skill levels, we put you in a band and you come to camp on and then you rock it out. You really go through master classes. You go through recording sessions. You go through, band rehearsals. You come up with the name of the band. You're going to play two live gigs. I mean, I give you 4 days that at the end of 4 days, you're going to go home and you're going to be so depressed and you're going to want to come back next camp, you know? So I want them to feel what it was like when I had to go on the road for many years.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Well,
so that's what it's about.
Let's go back all the way to the very beginning, because this what you see right now is, it'll blow your mind. If you look at any of the videos out there, it'll blow your mind at what you have accomplished, what you're doing. But let's go back to the very beginning when this was just a thought. How did this become something? I mean, who was the first person you were like, okay, I'm going to talk to this guy or, you know, whatever, and see what they want to do. I'm going to talk to this rock star and try to convince them. What was that conversation like?
So I think it was, it all started when 1989, I think I did my Ringo Starr tour. Was it 89, 90? I forgot what year it was.
Wow.
91, 92. I remember. And these guys, after the fourth show, they played a joke on me. With Joe Walsh, Levon Helm. They decided that, and you'll see it in the film, that they got into a fight. And we're on the fourth Ringo Starr show. And I'm having dinner with the president of Radio City because I'm trying to get him to buy the All-Star Band to go into Radio City. Clarence Clemons walks by my table and says, David, I'm out of here. And then Nils Lofgren walks by and says, Fischoff, I'm out of here. And I said, oh, no, I had mortgaged my house to put up the money of that first All-Star Band.
Yeah.
And I just saw my house go down the river. And I said, what's going on? He said, Joe Walsh and Levon Helm are having a fight. And you better straighten it out. I went looking for a ring. I couldn't find them. So he wasn't anywhere to be seen. I run down dressing room and I see Joe Walsh with a glass bottle. I see Levon Helm with a knife.
What?
Blood all flying all over the place, yelling at each other about songs. I walk in and I say, you guys are a bunch of babies. What's going on here? And they push me and they push each other and they throw the glass bottle on the table and it cracks. And all of a sudden they both turned around and stuck their tongues out at me. And they set me up. And it was so, you know, at the time, everyone laughed, everyone videotaped it, it's on YouTube, it's in the film, but I was scared, and I realized how much fun they were having on this tour.
Yeah.
And that's when I came up with this idea, you know, if I could give this to the fan, if I could give this to a musician. So that's when I created Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And so, you know, I did my first one in Florida at the Eden Rock, and I found someone to back me. And it was a dreadful experience. It was, what I did was I called every friend that I knew. I called Mark Farner from Grand Funk. I called Felix Cavallari, you know, people that I worked with before. And I told them my idea. Nils Lofgren, Clarence Clemens lives in town. He came. Mike Love of the Beach Boys. I called him. He came. It was really amazing. And I had more rock stars than I had people. And but what was interesting was I had a lot of media too. I had like Newsweek showed up, Time showed up, they had People magazine. It was unbelievable all the interest that they came up with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. They thought it was a cool idea.
So on
second day, I'm walking through the lobby at the Eden Rock, and I see all the writers sitting around and talking. And all of a sudden, they called me over and they said, "Hey, Fischoff, come here." I said, "Okay." She said, "You know, we were going to skewer you, but this thing is great. We're having so much fun. What a great idea."
Yeah.
And they all wrote amazing stories. But I lost so much money. It was a dreadful experience. So I didn't do it for 5 years. Yeah. But I would get calls every day. I would get calls, you know, "Why are you doing this camp? I want to send my husband. I want to go. My band wants to come." And I said, "Thank you. Thank you. I'm not doing it."
Wow.
In the year 2000, they're doing it was 2000. They're doing this, I was attending the Polestar Awards. And the Polestar Awards are our industry promoters and managers. And it's an award ceremony every year where they give out awards to the number one tour, the most innovative tour, best singer, best performer. And at that convention, they were playing this game, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, with Sammy Hagar, Tommy Shaw, Tommy Lee, I think it was on. And they were playing that game, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And one of the questions came out, who created Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp? David Byrne, David Bowie, David Fischer. And I heard my name and I said, wow, that's incredible. These guys remember this.
That's awesome.
So Sammy Hagar said, David Vishnoff. And I said, wow, these guys really did it one time.
Yeah.
So then I decided, you know what, let me try it again. And I called Brett Michaels. I called George Thorogood. I called everybody I met. I said, would you come? Listen, I got to tell you, I got turned down by a bunch of people too. You know, they said, I'm not doing it. I'm not jamming with fans. I'm not jamming with people. But I had enough people who said they would do it. Brett Michaels was amazing. Yeah. He came. George Thorogood came. And it did really well. And that's when I decided, you know what, let me try to do this full time. And it's been fun. It's been a lot of work.
I love that story. I'm going to love that film.
Okay. Oh, you're going to love the film.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
I sent you guys a link.
Yes,
too.
You did. Yes, you did. I've started it. I haven't had a chance to finish it, but I have definitely started it. And
I waited.
I waited for this because I wanted this first, so I can just be like, all right, let's do it.
Now, David, you don't just do fantasy camp. You're an author. You've got two books out. One is Putting It on the Line. You've got another one, Rock Your Business, What You and Your Company Can Learn from the Business of Rock and Roll. I'm assuming if they don't have pictures, I don't really dig into them. But okay, fair enough. I'll go check them out. I'm assuming that these books have a stupid amount of knowledge within them.
Yeah, I'm very honest. You know, I don't hold things back. And I basically, you know, the first book was a book on negotiations. And I wrote that because I was a sports agent for many years. And I wrote about my experience in negotiating with George Steinbrenner and negotiating with the LA Rams and football teams. I got in a lot of trouble. The book did great. Because, you know, many of the team owners didn't like that I told the stories and I was very honest. Yeah. But now the book was called Putting It Online. It's still available. George got upset at me because they took excerpts from the book and they put it in Eastern Airlines at the time and they drew pictures of him. But it was fine. I was honest, you know, and people know you're honest. And then I decided the other book I wanted to write was, I cannot tell you how much I've learned from these rock stars. And if you look out their businesses today, they don't carry any of the weight that you can learn from the Beatles, from Kiss, right, from Queen, from Rolling Stones. These people are very successful. They've kept their brands going much longer than Kodak. They've kept companies out there. They've evolved with time. You know, even coming out of Kovac, I think about a promoter, Alan Kovac, he's a manager. No, after COVID, right, you know, so many companies, we'll see where they come out and the other side. But these rock bands, they have kept up their markets. They're selling, they're promoting, they're getting fans. I mean, look at Def Leppard and Motley Crue selling out stadiums.
Yeah.
So they've kept their brand going. So there's so much to learn. Yeah. And that's why I decided to write that book, because I wanted to share the things that I learned from being around all these amazing rock stars. And my third book, which I'm going to come out soon, is going to be the title. It's a working title. Hey, Mom, I could have been a rock star, but you made me go to Harvard. Oh. And I'm going to tell the story of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp and you know, really tell the inside story.
So you've done, you know, you've been the agent, you've done all that stuff for athletes and for artists. Which one do you prefer?
So I love the sports. You know, I started off doing the sports, but I got bored with it. I'll never forget, it was a Monday night football game, and the client will go nameless. And one of my clients was the quarterback, and the other one was the tight end. And I called the quarterback the next day, because after he threw the ball, 40 yards, the tight end fell down 5 yards before the end zone. So I remember calling my client the next day, and I said to him, why did he fall? And and he said, David, you don't know what you're talking about. He had the fastest guy in the NFL running after him. He did the right thing. He tucked the ball in. He knew the guy was coming, and he, you know, got tackled, and, you know, we took it into the end zone anyways. So I realized while I was representing athletes, I all it was show me the money, you know, get me the best contract. So after a while, you do that, and then it gets boring, because all it is just show me the money. I'm a creative person. So what I loved about music was I could come up with an idea. Okay, let's take the Monkees and let's reunite them. Let's take Dirty Dancing and make that into a live tour. And let's do that. And back then, I was making more money creating tours and selling merchandise and sponsorship than I would have, you know, negotiating a sports contract, because the salaries weren't what they're going to be today. But I got to be creative, you know. So I enjoy work. You know, I like to come up with new ideas. I like to come up with fun. And I get to, you know, the one thing about being an entrepreneur is I get to wake up every morning and think of, hey, who can I get today to jam with my campers, or who can I do at Camp Abbey Road? So I like that. It just keeps my mind going than just be a guy showing money.
We can definitely relate.
And I was just going to say that. I think that's kind of, and not on the same level, but on the same mindset. You know, we have to come up with finding new artists every single week, every single month, every single time. And we got to find, you know, you got to sift through those PR people and those management people. And
they're not there to help. You got to really sift through them.
Yes.
So I'll share some good stuff with you. First of all, doing these master classes every night, passion. You know, I what I'm seeing with every rock star is passion. You know what made them successful?
Passion.
And if you don't have passion, then boy, you're missing a lot. You're missing a lot in life. Mm-hmm. And whether it's Alice Cooper, whether it's Roger Daltrey, whether it's any of these producers, Mike Klink, they all have passion. Number two, another great lesson I'm learning, and I saw Shep Gordon from Supermensch and Alice Cooper's manager. He says you got to be above the noise. You got to get above the noise. You got to get to people. And the last three nights, I had Desmond Child, probably the greatest songwriter out there. He's written all those classic rock hits, and with Aerosmith, with Kiss, with Heart, you name it. And so on. And I said to him, I said, Desmond, so tell me, you have hundreds of people listening into this. They want to know, how do you get your songs out there? And, you know, I've written a song, and it's for this artist. And he said it best. He says, you got to get to know their friends, their managers, their parents, their lovers, you name it. Anything you can do to get that song in front of the artist. Yep. And he said, and, you know, with me, I bought a ticket to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. so that I could sit next to Slash and ask him to do my rock camp. So cool. Whatever it takes to sell yourself, whatever it takes to get above, like Shep, I love that word, get above the noise. Find out who you have to deal with. Find out what they like. They like chocolate chip cookies. You read about them. Send them a box of chocolate chip cookies. But even Desmond Child, who's the big songwriter, has to do that to sell himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think. Wow. Sorry, Parker. Give me just 1 second. I meant to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
And I think that's one of the things that you said it. You got to get above the noise, and you know that's one of our goals. As we hope that eventually we'll be up there, and it's not just. And I think along the lines of what you're doing, you're having fun, right? And that's one of the things that we, you know, we've been in radio. We've done all these things. We've interviewed the way that normal people interview, that you have a script, essentially. And we don't like any of that crap. We want to have a conversation. You know, I told you earlier, our tagline is conversations with rock stars. And that is what it is. We just simply want to, we're already having the conversations.
And this is one of our biggest ones yet.
This is
right good. Here. I'm telling you, I'm honest.
And
this
that's just
great.
One of the things that we essentially just want to hear stories. We just want to hear. There's so many stories that don't get heard because, you know, people just want to know about your album. They want to know about your single. They want to know about this and that. It's like, okay, but that's, I mean, they're just people too. They're simply people too. Treat them like people and they'll treat you.
Well, they can't. Most people can't share their stories of the road, you know.
Well, yeah.
Very funny. At rock camp, we do a thing at every meal, stories from the road, where I have the rock stars get up there and tell stories. And I have to make sure everybody shut your cameras off.
Right.
No press here. Give it over, you know. And there's some funny stuff that happens. I have to say, that's one of the fun parts of rock camp, that the whatever happens there. And you know, and it really is the stuff that comes out. You know, if you're around these people for 4 days and you're enjoying and you're hanging out with people, eventually people talk and they share stories and ideas. And the best ones are from the crew. I mean, the crews, they you know, it's so funny, but everybody loves to talk to the crew. Because they got the best stories, you know.
Imagine.
The most real.
The most real stories.
Have you, because you've done this for so long, have you seen anybody come through the camp that has gone on to be in an actual band?
So we had Diane Birch came to a camp before her career started. There have been some people who've recorded, a lot of people made records, CDs, things like that. You know, it's the last thing I ever want to promise or promote. I'd rather promote that you're going to take the experience and change your life at home, become a better husband, become a better spouse, become a better worker. You know, I had a gentleman, a huge CEO, and he came to camp and, you know, walks into the room and he says to Bruce Kulick, the former guitar player from Kiss, "Oh, we want to do this song by the band." And Bruce turns to them and says, "Excuse me, sir, but I got to teach the song to five different people. There's five different parts." And at the end of the camp, the gentleman came over to me and said, "You know, I learned to listen at your camp."
Yes.
And he says, "You know, I'm a big boss." So I said, "Yes, you're the big boss when you run your computer company, but when you come here, you're just a musician." And I think, you know, to me, that's the fun part. People learn that in order to be a successful musician, you got to listen. And I'm not a musician, but I will tell you the lessons that I've learned that have been taught are just unbelievable. So I want people to walk away not only a better musician, but a better person and to find their happiness, because what happens at camp, it's really a process. What's the process? You start here playing songs that you heard in your childhood. You start to go back to finding yourself, what made you happy. And when you start to realize what made you happy, then, you know, you'll start adding more passion in your life and you'll start playing your instrument more and you'll probably get into a band. And, you know, I mean, what I had a guy call me a few months ago and he signed up for a camp, but before COVID, I should say a year ago. And he came to a camp and I said, "Wow, great. I haven't seen you in 3 years. You know, I'm so glad you came back." He said, "David, I go to a therapist once a week. And every week, all I do is talk about rock and roll fantasy kid." And the therapist was sucking my money from me every week. Finally, he says to me after 2.5 years, he said, "Why don't you sign up and go back to the camp?"
There you go.
That is awesome.
So, yeah, you know, that's that to me is I love to see people finding their happiness and to find their joy of what makes them go. And music is so powerful.
And I think that was one of the things on my list of things to ask you is how many people have you impacted? And it sounds like there has been quite a lot of people impacted by, you know, just simply signing up for rock and roll.
Signing up, coming, and then not only do they make their best friends, they realize that they've had friends for life, but now they're in a band and they realize their best friends now are the camp members. But I'll tell you on top of it, Kip Winger said to me, my best friends are the ones I met at rock camp. The rock stars, they tell me they're best friends because they're in a situation of meeting these people for 3-4 days. And then they come back and they realize, you know, these people are really cool people. Now, for years, rock stars never met people. Why? They would run out the door. You know, after all my years of touring, you know, every artist, you know, you want to leave right after that last song. We're running in the van, jumping out because we don't want to get stuck in traffic so we can catch the plane to get to the next city. And so, you know, rock stars are never there. Yeah. They never hang around. You know, if you don't like somebody, you give them a backstage pass after the show.
After the show.
That sounds about right. But I think, you know, there's, and again, this is very enlightening because a lot of this information, it's in your head and it just has to be said. So to know a lot more about, you know, the ins and outs of rock and roll fantasy camp. Yes, it is a business, but a higher level than that.
We're in the South.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want, apparently.
Bless his heart.
It is something to where it sounds like it's building trust within not only the people that are signing up for it, but also the artists that are involved in this. It's a big trust circle, if you will, and everybody enjoys having a good time. They hang out, and like you said, they become best friends. And
they make music together. They play music. They see the passion that these campers have. Listen, it's a business. It's not a great business. You know, when I first started, my accountant said to me, why are you spending your kids' money? But it's because it's limited. It's not that you could take the fence at Coachella and just keep expanding it and expanding it. How many drummers can you put in a band? You know, how many bass players a band can only have one? And then how hard can you ask a rock star to work? You know, in the film, so I love Sammy Hagar said, it's the hardest he's ever had to had to do, you know, hardest to work. Yes, it's a lot of work. Trust me, it's a lot of work playing and singing with 14 bands, but it's really passion. It's really you see the results that you get from people and what you're giving them. And I'll tell you something, it really is a good feeling.
I bet it's
business, which I love. I love the music business.
I bet it's so rewarding because
rewarding.
You're giving people you're making people's dreams come true. You're changing people's lives. You're impacting them. You get to see that impact, and that's cool. I mean,
it's an amazing feeling. Listen, Desmond Child, the last three nights doing a masterclass, and people writing to me and saying, "Wow, amazing!" And he changed my life. He showed me how to write a song. You know, they wait their whole life to talk to him. They wait their whole lives to talk to these artists and ask smart questions and record producers. And you know, I'm connecting the dots and I'm putting these people together. So you know what? In the end, money's always important. But I got to tell you something. You get so much more from giving than receiving.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is for me. And listen, I'm hoping the film is so, it took 5 years to make. The Doug Blush, who made the movie 20 Feet from Stardom, and he also did Icarus, I think it is, Period. And he's amazing. You know, director and editor and Jeff Rowe, they put their passion into this thing because they saw what camp is and they saw the talking to the rock stars and, you know, none of those stars got paid to interview. The campers did it. And they saw what, you know, the love of the power of the music and how.
So would you say that this is now, wait a minute. So did you have another documentary come out? a while ago, or is this considered?
This is no, this is it. This is the doc. You know, we've had a Mark Burnett produced a reality show. We had a television show, a series, but that really didn't get to represent the camp. We had something on TLC years ago. This really, really represents the camp.
So and, this was.
So I'm hoping people look, you know, get a chance to really get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be
good. Our website, I don't know when, but rockcamp.com, and you'll see where the film's playing, how you can access it. And I think it, you know what I love about the film too? How many rock and roll films we watch, and they're all behind the music. You know, I remember we used to travel on the tour buses and we'd make fun of behind the music. Okay, they made it, they got successful, then they did drugs and they lost all their money, the manager stole all their money, and then they came back. There's none of that here. Yeah. There's not no behind the music here. This is pure music and the power of music. And it's not one of the, because all those docs are the same. They're all the same. Right.
Yeah.
This is very different. This will lift you up. I promise you, you will get lifted.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. I've only seen a bit of it, but I know already, even by the preview or the trailer, it seems like something that is a very cool thing to have to watch, to enjoy. But was it your idea to make this, or did somebody come to you and say, hey, we got to do this?
No, it was the idea of Jeff Rowe. Jeff Rowe was the head of VH1 Classic, VH1, and then he went on to NBC and American Idol and American Online. And Jeff and I have been friends for many years. Very funny story. You'll take this. You'll enjoy this. We've been friendly for 30 years, and we hooked up about 8-9 years ago. And Jeff came to see the camp, and he was just blown away. So I want, you know, this is a documentary. But originally, how Jeff and I met is I produced Dirty Dancing as a live tour, and when they marketed it, VH1. But one day I got a phone call. Am I interested in representing Raquel Welch? She signed a record deal to Sony, CBS at the time, and she was looking for management because they didn't get a record. They wouldn't get a record on the air. They wouldn't get it. They wouldn't get it anywhere. And because once they signed her, no one wanted to push it. They were pushing Springsteen. They were pushing Chicago. They were pushing all these great artists. And I called, so she came to see me. She said, no one's playing my record. I called Jeff up. I said, hey, Jeff, can you play a record? He said, call me right back. And I'll never forget, he said he played her video. He made me look like a hero to Raquel Welch, and we were good friends, and he did a great job. He really put his heart and soul in.
So, and you said this took about 5 years to create.
Well, don't forget, we have 90 terabytes of videos to go through for 25 years. Plus, Doug Blush came in and he filmed all these people at home, and he filmed them. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Wow.
Trust me, I'll never get involved in another film again.
Yeah.
I thought producing a concert and event is hard. Doing a film is really hard.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
That is insane. Well, did you ever think that, set aside the movie, the film that's about ready to come out, did you ever think Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp would be what it is today?
No, I thought it was going to just be fun. And
it was.
And I thought it was just going to be a one-time event, and never thought it would become where it is today. And you know, again, I have to really thank the Tony Franklins and the counselors, you know, the mentors who work for come to camp for 4 days and put these bands together. They're the heart and soul of the camp. Now, there's no question you want the fantasy part, and you want the Gene Simmons, and you want the, you know, Stone Temple Pilots, Sammy Hagar, and the Scorpions, but let me tell you something. Everybody comes back to the camp, and they all say to me when they come back second night, I came back because my counselor was amazing. And, you know, because, listen, those superstars are incredible. But, you know, what you can get from Tony Franklin for 4 days, and, you know, Tony was the bass player in The Firm, and he played with Jimmy Page. And, you know, you get him, and you get Vinny Appice, and you get Rudy Sarzo, and, oh, God, the list goes on and on. Yeah. Of these people who really dedicate themselves for 10, 12 hours a day to help these people and to get them through all sorts of, you know, issues, and to get them ready to play live at the Whiskey Go-Go, or to play live at the, what's it, the place we always play at now on the Sunset Strip is where.
House of Blues?
No, we used to play the House
it's
of Blues.
It's gone now.
It's, yeah, gone. Yeah, we play the House of Blues, but they we always take them to the Viper Room.
Yeah,
it's so cool. You get to play the Viper Room.
Yeah,
that is cool. Yeah.
You know, just to get the band together, give them a lot of credit.
So with that, with once they come to the live show, how does that work? Do you have to sell tickets?
They sign up, they come to camp, and they come in on a Thursday usually, and we just start, it's a 4-day camp. Mm-hmm. We also do 1-day camps, the weekend, but the regular camp is 4 days. You come in, you right away you go join a master class, and you have jam rooms, and there's a whole list that doesn't make a difference who your counselor is. Go into, you want to play blues, go into this room. You want to do Kiss, go into this room. You want to do Led Zeppelin, you want to jam, you want to hear stories from the road. There's 12 different rooms where you could, you know, just to get yourself
warmed up. That's where we'd be.
And then I come out there, and we welcome the bands, and we announce who the bands are. And today we put the bands together a week or 2 weeks beforehand. And I'm looking forward to post-COVID when we can get the bands on Zoom and they can talk in advance so they can come in prepared for the songs they want to do. And you want to make sure that they don't do the same. Every band does the same song for when mm-hmm. the guest star comes in, because you want to make it interesting for the guest star.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's also very important. You know, imagine, you know, Dave Mustaine is coming to your camp. You got to have everybody do the same hit song. So, yeah. You want them all to do different songs. You want them to prepare different songs. And then they go through a band rehearsal. The first one is 3-4 hours that they come up with the name of the band. The names are so funny. Again, the names are crazy. You have to watch the film. We do a whole bit on that. Then they do an opening party where the rockers come out and they do an amazing jam that they prepared. And they really work hard to make that jam sound so cool, so that the people, you know, they look on that stage and say, I want to be like them one day.
Yeah.
And then we let the campers come on. They get to jam with them. Next day, Friday, they come in early, breakfast, and then they have another rehearsal session, and then they do some master classes in the afternoon, and, you know, guitar, drums, recording, vocals. Then after that, it's another set of master classes. And those master classes are great because we tell you, bring a song that you wrote and let's put it in front of 4 counselors and let them give you some input on that song, like Desmond was doing the last few nights. Yeah. And then more rehearsal. And then we do, do jam rooms. So you get you go mm-hmm. into different rooms where you get to jam
so cool.
you know, with different counselors. So they all get to meet everybody next day. And then the star shows up in the middle of the day. Whether it's Zach Wilde, whether it's Rob Halford, depending, you know, which mm-hmm. camp it is. Wow. And you get to jam with them. You do a Q&A with them. I mean, it is so packed. It goes by so fast, and but we catch all the photos, we catch the videos, and
yeah.
you know, you know what I want to do? I want to get your mind going. Like when I was producing these oldie tours, I didn't allow any bands to do new songs, because how many times do you go to a concert and you see the artist does a new song and then you go, okay, I'm going to go out and get a beer. You know, I believe in the entertainment business that if you're in show business, you want people to come see your shows, your movies, your camps, whatever it is, your goal is people are paying you the money to keep their minds off all the problems they have in life. Like, we all have problems. Yep. And I want to keep your mind going. So I hate going to a rock concert and hearing this is a new song off my new album. You know, right. I love Paul Stanley. He said a great line. So I said to him on this upcoming tour, a guy interviewed him at camp. He says, are you going to do the obscure song on the third album? And he says, no. He said, that's why it's an obscure song. People don't want it. And we're going to do a hits, you know, just give you the hits. Right. And that's really right. What I love. You give them the hits. And the same thing at camp, just give them the hits, get their minds that they can't think of. No one's calling their offices. No one's calling their wife. No one's calling their husband. They're just focusing on what they're doing for 4 days. And that's really what I try to do, is keep them going, moving. I love the time when Mickey Dolenz showed up to camp and he's sitting down having lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, say, Mickey Dolenz, the Monkees, he's right here, you know? Or Jerry Cantrell walks in from Alice in Chains and he's just having breakfast. So Steven Adler walks into camp 2 days earlier. That to me is my favorite part, because I just love mind effing them that,
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that. That's the part I enjoy.
Well, we need to talk a little bit more about the film, but I want to know real quick, we touched on it earlier, the master classes. I want to know more about this, because this seems to me like right now, this is why we're, you know, why one of the reasons why we're doing it. But tell me a little bit more about how the master classes work, what that means, and how they're conducted.
So what I wanted to do, I had to figure out a way that when you left camp, how do you stay connected with us? And it's been on my mind for the last 10 years. How do I keep you? Do I sell lessons one-on-one? What can I do to keep, you know, that excitement going on that you just left camp and you want to feel that feeling? So I've been trying to work an online program for many years. And when COVID hit and I had to stop, I had a Scorpions camp canceled, I had a Cheap Trick doing a Beatles camp canceled. So at that time, I needed to find something, and that's when I came up with the idea of doing master classes. And I went to the artist and I said, hey, on Zoom, we'll limit it to 25 people to come in and ask questions. And it's open to 25 people who can ask the questions to the artist directly. And again, you know, I think the success of Rock Camp has been that the artists enjoy it. Well, they start enjoying it and they started giving off information. And they were getting paid. They were earning money. Now, Styx, they're giving their money to their crew. The Scorpions, giving the money to the crew. Roger Daltrey, to Teen Cancer America. So each of the artists are giving to their charities, and they're finding a way, and they're enjoying it. They're hearing from people. And, you know, Desmond Child last night, people stayed up till 3 a.m. in England. They call from China. They call from Indonesia.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable to see the people calling in and getting really great answers. Now, I advertised 60 minutes. None of them have been less than 2 hours.
Oh,
They're all staying on. Holy, you know, like cow. Alice Cooper
says, so cool.
Alice Cooper, he says, where am I going? I got nowhere to go. So, you know, and they're sharing the best information. Roger Daltrey answering a young lady's question. She says, I'm 15 years old, Roger. What do I do? What do you recommend? I mean, to get information from someone 60 years in the business, it's incredible. And so I'm loving these master classes every night. I'm walking away saying, wow. And they're hosted by Britt Lightning, the guitar player in Vixen. She's an amazing host. And she's become the spokesperson. And she really, you know, brings out, because she's a guitar player, she brings out great. So she's got Eric Johnson coming up. And we've had some great ones. And they're going to continue, you know, they're going to continue past COVID, because we can give people a lot of information.
Yeah. I think too, you know, because of COVID, a lot of places have been forced to do this wonderful Zoom thing. And I'm torn, because this week I couldn't talk to you without it, but I'm just saying, like,
right,
it's going to be awesome when everything can come back to normal. But you are right. This is not going anywhere. This is going to be something that is, I mean, to me, it's super simple, because I don't have to wear pants, for one. So, which I don't like pants at all, ever. So
I'm wearing shorts.
See?
You don't even know.
The funny thing I was just laughing about to myself was, you don't know what's happening below this line right here. And I have my kid coming in here, and
I love it.
He's tickling to my feet, and y'all don't know it. I'm like,
that's great.
I have the same problem, but it's
great. That's what it's about. It's about
that. It is. Yeah.
Same problem, but it's not my kid. But anyway, so the
master classes, they're fun.
Yes.
They're enjoyable. They're affordable. You can see Def Leppard. You can see Charlie for $25, talk for 2 hours, and really give you, you know, storytelling. And you can talk to him for more. But they're giving the money to charity, and I think that it's really cool. And especially the ones like Styx, who, you know, came up with the idea to give it to their crew, and they're enjoying it. I got to say. And I love the part Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest. You know, he had people writing a song together. And, you know, the technology doesn't allow you to play music jamming. So I can't do a camp, but I can play you a lick, and then you could play back a lick to me, you know? And so I think that's what's been really, you know, working. Yeah. And
I just thought about this too. It's something, you know, you said earlier where some people might be a little scared to do this. This actually might be a good intro to actually coming to the fantasy camp.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you can introduce for $25, for $50, to be able to watch a film for $10. You're going to be able to see how great camp really is. And I'm most excited about the film because, like I said, I saw it for 5 years. I had no say in the final cut. It's called final cut. You have to give that to a director.
Yep.
But in the end, you know, he looked at me and he said, "Dave, is this what do you think I did it?" I said, "Yes." And it's been 5 years, so I'm really excited about it.
Hell, we may come to the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp ourselves, right, Eric?
We might.
You should.
We might. We're already buying tickets.
Well, here's a future one right here. There we go.
That's right.
All right.
Right. And just
how old are you, young man?
He is 5.
You are adorable.
Well, wait. He just turned 6. My bad. He just corrected me.
See?
Six. Yeah.
Wow.
So, well, awesome. Tell us about the release and the movie.
So the movie is going to be, I'll know exact details tomorrow, but I'm hoping January 15th, it'll be in theaters virtually all around the United States. The official release is going to be previewed there in all out of the movie theaters. And then it will be on video on demand on Apple and all those outlets. It will be out starting on February 16th on the Tuesday. Yeah. And people will be able to go to rockhint.com, but they'll see it. They should see it on Apple. They'll see it everywhere. Hopefully we're going to get some good publicity. And I'm hoping they will listen, not only for – I know you're a rock and roll show, but I'm hoping that people at any age have an idea.
Yeah.
And they want to come up with an idea, but people are afraid to take the idea and not do it. I'm hoping they'll see what these people do and how they overcome their fears with music, that you could take this idea and you could take any idea. You want to create, an app, you want to write a book, you want to write a movie, any idea you want to do, you'll get motivated.
Absolutely. And again, that's awesome. You know, let's just reiterate this, the master classes, are very affordable. If you don't believe me, go to the website and check it out. They are ridiculously affordable.
John 5 Thursday night.
Yeah.
There you go.
How cool is that?
There you go. See?
Yeah.
I mean,
I just saw
I saw Def Leppard. You've got some Styx, Scorpions, Dave Mustaine, John 5, Aerosmith. That's all I'm going to list right now because my sheet's done. But that is a ton of people right there. The weight that carries is ridiculous. So if you are into learning about any type of music situation, you don't have to like rock. You don't even have to like any of that stuff. These guys have been in the game for thousands of years, and they know everything about the industry. They know the ins and outs of the industry, not just playing, but the business side of it too. If they didn't know the business side of it, I would not have mentioned any of their names. You know, they wouldn't be around. So just know that Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is legit. This is something that is... I mean, if you have the opportunity to do this, especially right now, but also the camp later on, maybe hopefully 2021, something like that.
Guarantee it will change your life.
Go do it. Go do it. But in the meantime, Rock Camp, again, will be released February 16th, 2021, hopefully by Giant Films. And that's going to be video on demand as well. iTunes, Apple TV, all those good places, Amazon Prime, everywhere that you watch, whatever that is you watch right now. In your underwear, that's where it's going to be. So go check all that stuff out. Big shout out to director Doug Blush and producer Jeff Rowe as well. I know that they did a fantastic job. All of the links for everything that I have just mentioned is going to be in the description of this. Even if you're on the podcast form, video form and podcast description, it will be in that area. So go check all of that stuff out as well if you have not already. David, anything else that I missed?
No, this is fun.
Cool.
This is fun.
Cool.
Well, thanks for coming on, David, man. We had a good time.
We really appreciate
thank
that.
You. I'm so glad your little boy is there.
Well, thank you.
Come on, let me tell you, you know, I have a sign next to my desk that says in 100 years from now, it won't make a difference how much money you have, what kind of car you drive, what kind of big your house is. The only thing that's going to make a difference in the life of a child. And for your little boy there to come watch dad at work, see Parker's, you know, Parker, for him to see you do what you're doing, it's the best thing in the world.
That's awesome. I love
that. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Rockcamp.com. Yes. You can also find out more information about Rockcast by going to rockcastshow.com as well. Watch, and you can actually listen to the show. We're on every podcast situation available. that we know of, which is a stupid amount. But again, yeah. I cannot stress this enough. All of the links for the master classes for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp in general, we'll put the trailer for the movie as well in the link or in the description. So go click all of those links. And if you want to sign up for something, do not hesitate. Go check it out. Go sign up. Even if you're just doing the master class, it's going to be amazing. So go do what you need to do. Thanks, everybody, for showing up for the show this week. We'll see you again next time. This is Rockcast. I'm Parker Miner. That's Eric Black.
I'm Eric
That's
Black.
Not right at all, but we're going to roll with it because who cares, right? It doesn't matter.
It's opposite.
David, day. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, man.
So welcome. Right. Take care.
Good night.
Thanks, David.
Bye.